From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting a federal investigation into a violent racial clash. The U.S. Justice Department has opened a civil rights investigation into the car ramming that killed one person during a protest against a white nationalist demonstration in Charlottesville, Virginia, Saturday. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, the country's top law enforcement official, said the violence and deaths in Charlottesville strike at the heart of American law and justice. He added, when such actions arise from racial bigotry and hatred, they betray our core values and cannot be tolerated. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe declared a state of emergency after fights broke out between armor-clad, shield-carrying white nationalist demonstrators. They gathered to protest the removal of a Confederate statue. Similarly, armed counter-protesters were there in Charlottesville. President Donald Trump, speaking Saturday in New Jersey, condemned the egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides in Charlottesville. The Virginia governor spoke with the president.
I told the president that there has got to be a movement in this country to bring people together. The hatred and rhetoric that has gone on and it's intensified over the last couple months is dividing this great nation. We need to work together. I told the president that twice. Be willing to work with you if we can work together to bring people together. But stop the hate speech, stop the rhetoric in this country. We have got to bring people together.
President Trump was criticized by members of both political parties for not specifying white nationalist in his comments about the violence in Charlottesville. Read more about this on our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence leaves today on a six-day trip to Colombia, Argentina, Chile, and Panama. Pence's fourth overseas journey comes as many key U.S. diplomatic positions remain unfilled in the Trump administration's State Department, elevating Pence's role as one of the country's key representatives abroad. More from VOA's Mike O'Sullivan.
Vice President Mike Pence has already had meetings in Munich and Brussels and visited Asia, Australia, Estonia, Georgia, and Montenegro. His fourth overseas foray will take him to South and Central America, where he can play a helpful role at a time when many countries are trying to understand the Trump administration's foreign policy. Pence makes two stops in Colombia, which is implementing a controversial peace agreement with the rebel group FARC. In Chile, he will face questions over the sudden U.S. withdrawal from the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Pact. U.S. trading partner Panama, home to the Panama Canal, established diplomatic ties this year with China. And Pence's visit Friday comes against the backdrop of a growing Chinese trade role in the region. Pence has in the past reassured U.S. allies and could do the same in Latin America. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
The Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga has condemned police killings of rioters during protest after his country's disputed election and is urging supporters to skip work Monday. Odinga Sunday spoke to a crowd in Kibera, a Nairobi slum, where opposition supporters have battled police who fired live ammunition and tear gas over the past few days. Violence had broken out after Odinga said the August 8th election was rigged. Kenya's Election Commission, which declared President Uhuru Kenyatta had won, says its voting process was fair. Odinga says there was a plot to kill our supporters and says opposition backers should protest by not going to work on Monday. He's also promising a major announcement on Tuesday. A Kenyan human rights group says 24 people have been killed since the election. Kenyan areas that were hit by deadly election violence were quiet on Sunday, with many people attending church services and police patrolling some streets. Landslides and flooding triggered by heavy rain have killed at least 47 people in southern Nepal and left thousands homeless. That information comes from police who say the death toll is expected to go up, with around 24 other people missing and feared dead after 3 days of heavy downpours in at least 9 southern districts of the Himalayan country. About 31,000 families have been displaced by the flooding and landslide, which began Friday. Police say floodwaters toppled telephone towers and power lines, cutting communications and electricity in many areas.
That's the latest world news from VOA.